From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Navalny detained in Russia. Russian protesters in Vladivostok, Russia, as two young men are hauled away by police. Word is now that Russian police have detained opposition leader Alexei Navalny as he tried to leave his home ahead of a planned anti-Kremlin protest in Moscow. His wife called for the demonstration to go ahead all the same. Navalny, who is mounting a long-shot bid to unseat Putin in a presidential election next year, had called for mass protests in Moscow and other cities against what he says is a corrupt system of rule overseen by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Reuters witnesses saw a police car leaving Navalny's apartment compound at high speed, followed a few minutes later by a minibus carrying around 10 policemen. Protests today are taking place throughout Russia. Ukrainians celebrated the first day of visa-free travel to the European Union and what President Petro Poroshenko called a final exit from the Russian Empire. The EU approved the arrangement last month after repeated delays since it was promised to cement ties with Kyiv in 2014. The fledgling party of France's new centrist president Emmanuel Macron is set for a landslide victory in parliamentary elections. Round one of the voting was Sunday. Monash University analyst Natalie Doyle explained the low voter turnout.
The impact, for example, that European economic and political integration has had on national politics. But there's also a more recent phenomenon, which is the complete collapse of confidence of the French electorate in the established party system.
The Conservative Republican Party and its center-right coalition held nearly 21% of the vote. The rightist National Front, 13%. This